Thanks to Delta Airlines for supporting the Washington wine industry. Now, back to Sip Northwest Live with Brian Bushlack, only on Como News Radio.
Well, so many great wine events coming up across the region. Of course, the International Pinot Noir Celebration. They still have tickets left for this event. IPNC.org. That doesn't happen every year. Visit IPNC.org to pick up your tickets. And, of course, the one I am the most excited about is the Oregon Wine Experience in Jacksonville. Tell you what, across Seattle, I know Southern Oregon not always on the radar, but I'll promise you, this event is worth it. Quick flight to Medford on Alaska Airlines, Jacksonville, 15, 20 minutes from the airport. What a setting this is. Beautiful. And this event gets bigger and better every year. I bring back our good friend Michael Donovan to preview this event as we count down to what really will be a week of activities in August.
It is. They ran the gamut from educational to, of course, there's the wine competition going on, which, by the way, is going to be regarded. It'll take a few more years to get it to where it needs to be recognized. But the judges that are picked, and by the way, the wineries don't pick them. It's an absolutely third-party distance from the wineries. And those judges represent some of the best palates in the world. This year, I believe three are MWs. The rest are either, are certainly well-educated, sometimes in the media, sometimes not. But we look forward to always getting that little bit of a mirror back to the kind of quality that we're doing. But we're no longer very shy about saying that the wines that we're producing here are at the same caliber of some of the best regions in the world, and it's taken a lot of work. It's taken a lot of recognition that, okay, we need to make our wine better. We need to make our growing practices more sound. And we're there. Or we're getting there. I should always qualify that, because every season, it's like today, I was looking out at the vineyard, and it was, it holds the promise every year of a perfect vintage. And then it's always the things that go along that chip away a little bit of that, which Mother Nature can do as much as the winemaker or the grape grower can. So it's always an exciting time. It's when the slate gets wiped clean and we get a chance to make 100-point wine.
Michael Donovan from Irvine Roberts Vineyards joining us here on Sip Northwest Live on location in Jacksonville at Bingham Knoll as we preview the Oregon Wine Experience. And tell us what's going on at your winery. I know a few changes, some rebranding, exciting times, huh?
Great, great, exciting times. We've engaged a really great company to handle the rebranding, because it's funny, people say, well, you're a new winery, why are you rebranding? It's because we're opening up our own winery, our own tasting room just outside of Ashland. Tasting room will open end of June, not very far away. And so we're really thrilled that we finally have the ability to make wine on our own terms at our own winery. But boy, we owe a debt of gratitude to the folks who've been making it for us the last 3 years. Herb Quaddy, Brian Gruber at Barrel 42, Quaddy North. We always love those guys, and they do a great job for so many people.
I cannot have a conversation down here without Herb Quaddy's name coming up. He's got his hands in everything.
It's great. He's not only got a vineyard management company, he has Quaddy North, but he also has a custom crush facility that makes wine for at least 10 other clients.
He would be here tonight, but he's probably working, right?
That's the downturn. You have being successful, right?
Okay, last question I have for you. As one of the ambassadors of Southern Oregon and the Oregon wine industry at large, is what are you most excited about? Can you narrow it down to one thing?
About the Oregon Wine Experience? Well, anytime that we can create a world-class event in Jacksonville, Oregon, that people have the opportunity to come and not just experience in this week long, we'll have educational venues, we'll have the competition, of course, there'll be celebrations all week long focused on barrel auctions. The actual awarding of the medals takes place with the wineries on Wednesday. And, of course, the barrel auction on Friday. We have a series of vintner dinners that run throughout the week at various wineries that are very intimate, usually between 10 to 12 to 24 people, and where the wineries really put on their best show. And we partner with some of the best restaurants. Our goal is to be inclusive as possible, to work with our restaurant partners to make sure that they achieve the same level of success that we do.
That's Southern Oregon Wine Ambassador Michael Donovan joining us, counting down to the Oregon Wine Experience in August, the 21st through the 27th. Tickets at theoregonwineexperience.com. We'll tell you about this great cause when SIP Northwest Live continues across Seattle.